जुटे हैं इन विश्व मोमेंट
Monsieur le Président, je voudrais vous remercier pour avoir assisté, pour assister avec nous dans le conseil de l'Occident.
This moment is very important. The moment to save the human society from a suicidal policy.
Je ne crois pas que c'est pour sauver la société humaine de la catastrophe, de la destruction.
The suicidal policy is that this evening I expect my desire to the press conference that the human society is being misled by leaders who are blind themselves. Take for example, just like there are a few blind men and one another blind man is proposing to help them crossing over the street.
For example, for the hope, the person is blind.
So this blind following is there in this sense that we do not know what is the aim and objective of human
society.
The aim and objective of human life is self-realization and re-establishing our lost relation with the Supreme Personality of God. That is the missing point. So this Krishna consciousness moment is trying to enlighten the human society on this important point. According to Vedic civilization, the progressive march towards perfection of life is to realize one's relationship with Krishna or God.
So, this is the basic, l'avancement sur le droit de perfection et de réaliser notre relation avec le Dieu.
There is a book, perhaps you have read or know, Bhagavad Gita. That Bhagavad Gita is accepted by all acharyas or authorities in transcendental science as the essence of all Vedic
knowledge.
In this Bhagavad Gita, we understand that the living entity, not only human beings, but other than human beings, there are many types of living entities. All of them are part and parcel of God. The part and parcel of God means you can understand from your own personal experience, just like your body, but there are many parts and parcels of the body, just like the legs, the hands, the fingers, the ears, so many things. The idea is that the parts and parcels are meant for serving the whole body. Similarly, we living entities, being part and parcel of God, it is our duty to serve it. Actually, our position is that we are rendering service to somebody else. Every one of us who are sitting in this meeting must admit that he is giving service to somebody else. Somebody is rendering service to his family, somebody is rendering service to his country or to society, or each one has somebody to serve. Sometimes he keeps a pet like cats and dogs and sells their service and food. So, all these factors prove that we want and we are constitutionally so made that we have to render service to somebody else. But in spite of our rendering service to the best capacity, we are not satisfied, nor the person to whom we are rendering service, they are satisfied. Therefore, in spite of our rendering service to one another, every one of us has frustrated. The reason is that the service which you are rendering, that is not properly placed. The method is just like a tree. If you want to render service to a tree, you must water to the root. He drew four water on the knees, branches and twigs. That is not properly done. He drew four water on the roof. That is the way of passing the tree. Similarly, in your body, if you supply food to the stomach, the energy will be distributed. You need not give food separately to the different parts of your body. From this example, we can understand that the Supreme Whole, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is that when all other parts and patterns just like the limbs of the body start automatically by supplying food to the stomach. Similarly, by serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everyone is touched. It is the duty of every human being to understand his constitutional position, his relation with God, and understanding the relation to act accordingly, and then our life becomes successful. This human form of life is meant for that purpose. We are missing the point. So long we are living, sometimes we challenge that there is no God, I am God. Or somebody says, I don't care for God. But actually, this challenge will not save us. God is there. We can see God in every moment. But if we deny to see God, then God will be present before us as the real guest. There are different features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because He is the original root cause of all cosmic manifestation. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is nice description how you can gradually understand and see God personally face to face. Just like the Personality of God has said therein, that I am the fish in the water. I am the sunlight. I am the moonlight. I am the sound vibration in the sky. And I am the supreme character of the great personality. So if you actually serious to understand the science of God, if we try to follow the injunction given in the Bhagavad Gita, just like God is the taste of the water. Everyone is tasting water daily, not only once, but several times. So if you remember this instruction of Bhagavad Gita, that the taste of the water is God, then the God realization begins. Similarly, it is said there that God is the light of the moon, God is the light of the sun. Every one of us has seen the sunlight and the moon shine. So, how we can say that we have not seen God? Similarly, Krishna says that I am the sound vibration in the sky. So who has not heard the sound vibration of the cloud in the sky? So as soon as we hear the sound vibration in the sky, we can see God, or we can hear God. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Mithu Sarva Harasya Hum. If one does not see God, then Krishna says, I am the death, cruel death, who takes away everything from everyone. The conclusion is that everyone sees God at every moment, but in 18th class, they do not accept that he is seeing God. He denies or telling lies that he is not seeing God. But a devotee of God, he sees God at every moment within his heart. The difference of seeing God by a devotee and difference of denial by the non-devotee is this, that the atheist class or the atheist can see God at the last stage as death, whereas the devotee sees God by his devotional service every moment and every step of his life.
Thank you.
can chant, if you know any other name of God, you can chant that one. Because there is no difference between the different names of God. And each name, holy name, is infested with all powers of God. Lord Caitanya said that each and every name, holy name of God, is not different from the Supreme Lord. Therefore, all the powers, all the energy that God has, it is also there in His holy name. There is no such difference as in the relative world. There is difference between the name and the person whose name we are chanting. Back to Godhead and our book, Krishna book, Nectar of Devotion, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, so many books we have got. So those who are very much serious, and everyone could be serious, because if we miss this opportunity, then after death we do not know what is going to happen. I may have a human form or body, or we may have a body of the animals or the tree, that we do not know. But if we chant Hare Krishna mantra and become advanced with Krishna consciousness, at least next life, again human form or body is guaranteed.
How much you are thinking?